The Montevideo Conference. 1933. No, but of course our situation was so very different. After we got the vote, all these congressmen were people. The women could ask to do various things. Before, when we had the little handful of congressmen who were responsive to women, the women of Wyoming and two little states, and all the rest, we were not in a position to ask them to do anything. But then, we concentrated on having the women who were voters ask their congressmen the one thing of getting us the key to the vote for all the women. I think it was a logical thing to do. After we got the vote, and women were beginning all over the country to ask congressmen to do this for them and that for them, we tried to do the one thing only of keeping, as far as our organization was concerned, what we asked for, something that was part and parcel of the Equal Rights Amendment. The Equal Rights Amendment, if it had gone through then, would have settled all the nationality problems and all the others. I think it was very reasonable. We didn't have to argue it, nobody ever disputed it, ever questioned it. We just felt natural to do that. A measure like nationality was coming up, our country was taking a stand on it because it happened to be one of the opening sections of the World Code, our government was publicly participating in it. Well, that sort of thrust you into taking up nationality. Of all the things that you might have taken up, that was the current one that happened to be before Congress. Fry, I have one more question to ask you on this. What other organizations were working for this Equality of Nationality Act? Paul, I don't think any other ones. Anyway, women had just gotten the vote and the organizations weren't taking much part in working on national measures at all, unless somebody gathered them up, as Mrs. Kelly did, to try to get them to oppose the amendment. And we didn't go forth to get any others, we just undertook to do it and be glad we had the field to ourselves and nobody interfering very much excepting this. I don't know that any other organization opposed the nationality measure, I mean. I don't know that any other did. Page 28-29. The Conference for Codification of International Law. The First World War. But sometime during this period, before our nationality bill went through in 193-carat, we had a hearing at which this young girl spoke. But all these things were organized by Hamilton Fish. Then there was a great deal of publicity and everything seemed to be going our way. Mr. Fish called me and told me that Mrs. Ruth Bryan Owens had come to him and said, "Now I've gotten my nationality straight. You see, we always took some measure and had not only